the Feast of Spiritual Goodness. That night, long after the usual listeners had retired, Jesus continued to teach his apostles. He began this special instruction by quoting from the prophet Isaiah. "Why have you fasted? For what reason do you afflict your souls while you continue to find pleasure in oppression and to take delight in injustice? Behold, you fast for the sake of strife and contention and to smite with the fist of wickedness. But you shall not fast in this way to make your voices heard on high." Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush, to grovel in sackcloth and ashes? Will you dare to call this a fast and an acceptable day in the sight of the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the knots of heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share my bread with the hungry, and to bring those who are homeless and poor into my house? And when I see those who are naked, I will clothe them. Then shall your light break forth as the morning, while your health springs forth speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you, while the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then will you call upon the Lord, and he shall answer. You will cry out, and he shall say, "Here am I." And all this he will do if you refrain from oppression, condemnation, and vanity. The Father rather desires that you draw out your heart to the hungry, and that you minister to the afflicted souls. Then shall your light shine in obscurity, and even your darkness shall be as the noonday. Then shall the Lord guide you continually, satisfying your soul and renewing your strength. You shall become like a watered garden, like a spring whose waters fail not. And they who do these things shall restore the wasted glories. They shall raise up the foundations of many generations. They shall be called the rebuilders of broken walls, the restorers of safe paths in which to dwell. And then, long into the night, Jesus propounded to his apostles the truth that it was their faith that made them secure in the kingdom of the present and the future, and not their affliction of soul nor fasting of body. He exhorted the apostles at least to live up to the ideas of the prophet of old, and expressed the hope that they would progress far beyond even the ideals of Isaiah and the older prophets. His last words that night were, "Grow in grace by means of that living faith which grasps the fact that you are the sons of God, while at the same time it recognizes every man as a brother." It was after 2 o'clock in the morning when Jesus ceased speaking, and every man went to his place for sleep.